الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, for all praises belong to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Rauf al-Rahim, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and the Mubarak and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching the early echo program from South Africa, Durban. Now let's listen to this beautiful and amazing parable with regards to Durood and Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the son of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is none other than Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A very beautiful parable about this great saint in Islam, Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great devotee of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a great ashik and lover of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam as well. In his free time, whenever he would have free time, he would recite durood and send salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is how he would busy himself in his spare and free time, to the extent ki ek martaba aap sakht bimar hue, kafi alil aapki tabiyat thi, his tabiat and his health had taken a turn, and he had visited the doctor, he was admitted, and furthermore Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had to undergo an operation. Allahu Akbar. The doctor at that time wanted to make him go unconscious, they wanted to make him sleep, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali refused for this to happen. Allahu Akbar. And what happens next is that they kept him awake for a 3-hour operation. In those 3 hours, Hujjatul Islam, Allama Maulana Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, continued reciting durood upon the most exalted master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. After a 3-hour operation, the son of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was found still reciting durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and due to the blessings of durood paak, 3 hours ke baad pata ye chala tha ki us operation ke dauran aapko koi takleef nahi hui. He was not under any pain or under any discomfort. Allahu Akbar. Even the doctors were surprised to see that Hujjatul Islam Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had underwent this long operation without facing any difficulties and pain or discomfort. Allahu Akbar. So being operated whilst your body is being cut, there is a procedure taking place upon your body, but there is no pain, there is no takleef, because you are absorbed in the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. اللہ اکبر, کوئی تکلیف کی بات نہیں. 3 گھنٹے تک آپ درود پاک پڑھتے رہے ہیں. اسی لیے سبحان اللہ دیز بیوٹیفل اشعار ہیڈ بین کمپوزڈ.
شکیب دل قرار جا محمد مصطفیٰ تم ہو, شکیب دل قرار جا محمد مصطفیٰ تم ہو, طبیب درد دل تم ہو, میرے دل کی دوا تم ہو, طبیب درد دل تم ہو, میرے دل کی دوا تم ہو. غریب و درد مندوں کی دوا تم ہو, دعا تم ہو. غریب و درد مندوں کی دوا تم ہو, دعا تم ہو. فقیروں بے نواؤں کی صدا تم ہو, ندا تم ہو. فقیروں بے نواؤں کی صدا تم ہو, ندا تم ہو.
اللہ اکبر. Being absorbed in the love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Shakibe dil qarare ja Muhammad Mustafa tum ho, tabibe darde dil tum ho, mere dil ki dawa tum ho. Allahu Akbar. So the actual remedy for overcoming the pain during that particular procedure was reciting durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for overcoming that pain, for overcoming that procedure. During that operation, he felt no discomfort simply because he kept himself busy remembering and loving the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka Ya Sayyidi Ya Nabi Allah. Today we are gonna be having a beautiful program. Every day I say this, but today's topic, trust me dear viewers of Madani channel, is a different one, and it is with regards to fever. Jaha ji haan, bukhar jise hum kehte hain. What is fever? Is it important to get fever and flu now and again? What are the benefits of having a fever? What are the disadvantages of falling sick? From an Islamic point of view, from a medical point of view, Bukhar wo cheez hai ki hum sab ko hota hai. So what are the consequences of having a fever and how does fever occur? These are some of the aspects we are going to be discussing. It's going to be a beautiful program. Please stay tuned with Madani channel from now till the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو, خبر نہ ہو,
خبر نہ ہو. جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو, خبر نہ ہو.
O Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam, let us pass over the bridge of Sirat without the path even realizing it. As Jibreel, alayhi salam, spreads out his wings without his wings even realizing it.
Jibreel par شائن تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو.
کانٹا میرے جگر سے غم روزگار کا, کانٹا میرے جگر سے غم روزگار کا,
worries of livelihood have been thrown in my side. Pull this thorn out of my heart without my heart even realizing it.
Jibril par me chaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Fariyaad ummati jo kare زار میں, فریاد امتی جو کرے حال زار میں, ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بشر کو خبر نہ ہو.
When an individual from his ummah calls upon in need, it is impossible that the best of creation, alayhi salatu wa salam, remains unaware of the plead.
Jibril par me chaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Aisa guma de unki vila خبر کو خبر نہ ہو,
خبر نہ ہو.
May Allah make us lost in the love of His beloved, alayhi salatu wassalam, to the extent that our conscious searches for itself but unable to find it.
Jibril par me chaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jahan, unke siwa raza koi haami nahi jahan. Guzra kare pe sar pe pedar ko khabar na ho,
khabar na ho.
No one will help except him, alayhi salatu wassalam. On the day of reckoning, even father will not aid his son in trouble, trembling.
Jibril par me chaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to this beautiful Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, Jibreel par bichaye to par ko khabar na ho. In one couplet he writes, Allahu Akbar, faryaad ummati jo kare haale zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khaire bashar ko khabar na ho. Allahu Akbar. You know, the faryaad that a ummati makes, the plea that he makes in the court of the Holy Rasul when he remembers the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is drowning and being burnt in the love of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu, and he calls out to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the state of extreme anxiety and worry and difficulty, like many awliya Allahs, many pious predecessors have done. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, Mumkin nahi, it's never possible ke khair-e bashar ko khabar na ho, that you call upon the Master and he does not know about you calling him. He is unaware of your faryad and your desires and wishes that you are presenting in his court. It is impossible, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So look at Imam Sharfuddin Bosiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali when he composed this beautiful qasida in the love and devotion of the Holy Rasul, Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habi bika khayri khalki kullihimi. How did the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come in his dream and relieve him from his sufferings and granted him shifa and cure, and furthermore blessed him with his Mubarak shawl? When he woke up in the morning, he found the shawl of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon himself, and therefore this qasida is known as qasida burda, for the Holy Rasul had blessed him his shawl in the dream. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are the true lovers and devotees, and thus we should follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let's move on to our discussion this morning, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And I would link this to the Holy Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, because we are discussing fever. Jiha. Let's understand firstly, what is fever? It has been mentioned, a fever occurs because of a bodily infection, right? So due to this, the immune system reacts and the white blood cells are produced, Allahu Akbar, which fights and battles against the blood cells. Who was the first person to ever have a fever? This is a very informative and a very beautiful question. Who was the first to have a fever? So it has been mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam boarded a pair of everything on his ark, then people weren't at ease and they complained to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam that the lions are around and this makes us feel very uncomfortable. How can we freely move around the ark when there are lions on the ark as well? So then, Allah Azza wa Jalla caused the lions to fall sick and they developed fever, due to which they were sitting in one corner. And they never then affected those people around on the ark. And so happened then again for the second time, they complained and said, Ya Sayyidi, they complained to Nuh alayhi salam that the mouse are eating up our food, our belongings, and it is very much disturbing. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla placed a thought into the minds and hearts of the lions, due to which they sneezed after having this thought. And from the sneeze, then cats came into existence. And then after those cats came into existence, the mouse then took one side and one corner of the ark, and they would not move around the ark. Allahu Akbar. In Tafsir Durre Mansur, you will find this beautiful narration with regards to how the lion got sick and how cats came to existence. The thing here is, dear viewers of Madani Channel, whether it is a physical illness or whatever the problem may be, by means of physical illnesses and diseases, Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed immense reward and thawab for having sabr and patience. And therefore, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali quotes this ayah of the Holy Quran Pak of Surah Maryam, and he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا.
And there is no one amongst you who shall not cross over the hellfire. This is a decided matter upon the responsibility of your Lord. Now, what is meant by this verse? In the commentary of this verse, a great scholar of Islam, Sayyidina Imam Mujahid Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned, the meaning of a mu'min, a believer entering the hellfire, is that he will suffer from a fever in this world. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the blessings of being a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Look at the blessings of having Iman and faith. That though every individual will be made to cross the bridge of Sirat, but in the commentary of this verse, for a mu'min going into the hellfire means that Allah Azza wa Jalla will inflict some sort of physical sicknesses and illnesses upon him in the world, and when he develops a fever, that is the substitute for the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now I mentioned something with regards to a substitute, right? The hellfire being substitute for a fever. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, and this hadith is in Ibn Majah. Aap khud irshad farmati ki main sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath tha, when we went to visit a person who was very sick. Aap zara suniye. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes close to him and tells him, congratulations, aapko mubarak ho. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, congratulations to you, for Allah azza wa jalla says, fever is my fire. I inflict my believing slave with it in this world so that it is a substitute for the fire of hell in the hereafter. Rasulullah SAW given him Mubarakbadi and said to him that Allah has protected you from the hellfire and therefore has inflicted fever upon you, which will serve as a substitute for the hellfire in the hereafter. So congratulations to you. Look at the teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Look at our way of consoling a sick patient, and look at the way of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving him hosla, giving him the jazba, and giving him the courage to fight through. Allahu Akbar. Strengthening his iman and faith. Another companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a very famous companion, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was suffering from an illness. From amongst his companions, somebody had asked him, Ya Sayyidi, aapko kaun si bimari lagi hai? What happened to you? What sickness has got to you? Do you know what he says? He says, well, it is the sickness of sins out of humility. Aapne is tarah ki baatein ki, aapne kaha ki ye gunahon ki wajah se. It was said, what do you desire? He replied, for my sins to be forgiven. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu says, I desire for my sins to be forgiven. The people then said, should we call a doctor for you? Kya kisi doctor ko bulaya jaya? To aapne irshad farmaya nahi. The tabib, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the one who grants shifa and cure, is the one who caused me to fall ill. You want to call the doctor, but the one who has shifa with him is the one who has caused me to become ill. Look at the aqeedah, look at the aqeedat, look at the love, devotion, look at the understanding of the deen. Look at the sabr, perseverance, patience, tolerance. Allahu Akbar. It is beyond our estimation and imagination. These waqi'ahs and stories rejuvenate our spirits and give us more jazba to understand the matters of falling sick. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, understanding the humility of Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there is an important lesson for us in this narration, because in reality, the illness that can truly destroy and ruin a person is the illness of sins. So sins is something which can destroy a person. It is a deadly disease and virus and illness which, once a person is destroyed with that, the outcome of that is very, very severe, dear viewers of Madani Channel. These days we are so paranoid with, you know, malaria, with TB, with cancer, with strokes, with corona, all these viruses that just came in now, you know, there are so many different types of flus and varies that people are affected with. We pay attention to them, we run to the doctors, we get admitted in the hospitals, we pay huge hospital bills to get rid of the physical diseases. How much of time have we ever spent on the spiritual aspect and tried repairing and rectifying those diseases which are related to the heart? Related to your eyes, nose, mouth, tongue, body, blood, sugar, pressure. We tried enough of things, and we will try till we go into the grave. Have we tried removing the viruses of speaking lies? Have we tried rectifying and removing the virus of cheating, of stealing, of lying, of deceiving, of swearing and fighting, of hurting, of taunting, of accusing, of assuming? Have we sought any help from any alim-e-deen? Like how we go to the doctors of the dunya, how we went to the true scholars and the ulama to ask them for their opinion, for ask them for a taweez, for some sort of help to get rid of the rust and the furnace of the heart, which is the hardness of this world, which is due to the hardness of this world or the luxuries of this world. Our hearts have hardened. It has become heedless from the love and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, dear viewers of Madani channel, a fever is a common illness and it is likely that everyone has experienced a fever. Har koi bimar hota hai, har shakhs bimar hota hai. Everyone's bimari is on a different level. Now let me present to you beautiful ahadith with regards to the blessings of falling ill. جی ہاں آپ کیا سوچ رہے ہوں گے کہ اس میں کون سی خوشی کی بات ہے اب ذرا سنیے بشارت کی باتیں سنیں look at the words of comfort look at the words of the holy رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم look at the words which are so promising the رسول of mercy صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned if someone has a consistent fever کہ وہ بار بار بیمار ہوتا جاتا رہتا ہے بار بار بیمار ہو رہا ہے and he has a severe headache His headache does not leave him, nor does his fever leave him. If it leaves him, it comes back after a few days. And he possesses sins the size of Mount Uhud. And his gunah and sins are equivalent to Mount Uhud. When he is cured of that illness, when Allah will finally give him shifa from that sickness and illness, even a sin the size of a mustard seed no longer remains with him. A gunah, a sin which was equivalent to the size of a mustard seed. وہ کتنا چھوٹا ہوتا ہے یہ دانا رائے کا دانا جسے کہتے ہیں اللہ اکبر even a sin to the size of a mustard seed would no longer remain with the person who had recovered from an illness because that illness had made him or made all his sins to be washed away. The disobedience violating the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many countless sins have we committed from the time of our birth till today, dear viewers? We all are drowning in gunah and sins. But here, Allah Azza wa Jalla uses a sickness, an illness, a disease to purify you from your sins. Let's speak more about fever. The Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, whosoever suffers from a fever for one night, and he concealed his fever. He never tell his family members about his fever. He concealed it. He was patient and content with the will of Allah. He leaves his sins like the day his mother had given birth to him. Allahu Akbar. Another hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Allah Almighty forgives all the previous sins of the believer who spends one night suffering from a fever. For as long as the one suffering from a fever has pain, his feet and his veins keep on throbbing, he will continue to gain reward in return for the sufferings he's going through. Another hadith, when a believer is inflicted by a fever, he is like iron that has been put into a fire. It removes its rust and leaves it in a good state. Another hadith of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not curse fever, for it erases sins just as fire removes impurity from an iron. Allahu Akbar. Our pious predecessors, Muhaddis-e-Azam Pakistan, Allama Maulana Sardar Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali once stated, when people fall ill, have a fever or headache, they consume medicine, they take dawaiyan to get rid of that headache, of that body illness. And he says, when I want to get rid of my fever, when I'm sick, when I want to attain cure from my illness, then I teach the hadith of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sarkar ki hadith ye padhata hoon. Allah. Due to the blessings of teaching the hadith of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all my sicknesses are removed by the virtue of teaching the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, some people had gathered near the companion of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Al-Yaqzan Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and sat around him in a circle whilst discussing an illness. They sat around him And now they were discussing a sickness and illness. Is tarah ki baatein chal rahi thi with regards to some sickness. A villager, a dihati person, a Bedouin then said, I never fall sick at all. Alhamdulillah. Mujhe kabhi koi bimari nahi hoti hai. I don't ever fall sick. And when he had to say this, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Abu al-Yaqzan Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma then said, then you are not from amongst us, because the one who has complete faith and iman in Allah Azza wa Jal, he is tested with difficulties. Jiske paas iman ho, Allahu Akbar. Because he has faith and iman and he is tested and his sins are removed, in this way a tree sheds its leaves. Jis tarah patte darakh se jhadte hain, usi tarah gunah ek bande ko chhod jata hai. The sins would leave a person, and the words of focus, what you need to focus upon, look at his words. He says, then you are not from amongst us. Why? Because a person who has complete faith and iman, he is tested by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. So, a lesson for us to learn, for those people who say, I don't ever get sick, Alhamdulillah, I'm always fine, I'm always good, I don't ever fall sick. A lesson to learn. My master, our master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated, headaches and fever, ye jo bukhar jise hum kehte hain, are those blessed illnesses that affected even the noble prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were affected with headaches and with fevers. So Ala Hazrat Imam Muhammad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali also states, sometimes the body is affected by a light fever, headache, flu and other illnesses. But we should remember that whether it's a body illness, whether it's a headache, whether it's a fever, whatever it may be, remember, these are not afflictions, rather they are a blessing, and not being affected by these elements are actually afflictions. If a person is not afflicted by a fever, then that itself is a sickness for not being affected. Now look at Allah that says, he says, if no illness or difficulty afflicted the pious men of Allah for 40 days, they would repent and seek forgiveness. They would make tawbah, lest they have been given respite. Just as the sinners are given a respite to make tawbah, otherwise Allah's azab will come unto them. These pious men of Allah, 40 din mein, agar ye ek din bimar na hote, to tawbatillah aur istighfar mein aap mashghool ho jaya karte the. They used to fear and tremble with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because the person who falls sick attains mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So, let's listen to this beautiful narration. A believer is certainly faced with distress, with a distressing situation or a trial every 40 days. Every 40 din ke baad, or till 40 days, a true believer is tested with so and so or some and some problem. Person who is not afflicted with a grief or pain in one night from 40 nights, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is no goodness for that person. So a true believer is affected with some sort of fever, headache or illness after every 40 days. And this is the sign of goodness for him from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of Islam, that Islam have left no stone unturned. Har maamle ke hawale se hame bataya gaya hai, samjhaya gaya hai. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu says, when Surah Nasr was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, the entire surah, then the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us that now my passing away has come closer. This is the news for my passing away. When this surah was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Who has said this? Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say that I am afflicted with fever equivalent to two men of you. The amount of fever that I develop is equal to two men. Allahu Akbar. The fever that two men will get, put those two fevers together, is only the fever of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba Ikram mentioned, and then there was a basin that was brought forward, and the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam went into the basin, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken bath with cold water. Water in 7 skin bags were brought forward, and poured over the whole entire body, blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sahaba Ikram also passed away in such a way with fever. Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the pain of losing the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for that pain did not lessen in his Mubarak and blessed heart until his final moments. So after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu, the health of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu began to get worsen. And on Monday, the 7th of Jumadul Ukhra, the 13th year after Hijri, Allahu Akbar, he performed ghusl on a cold day and developed a fever. He had a cold bath on a cold day, and because of that bath, he had a fever. The companions came to visit him and said, "Oh, Khalif of the Prophets, with your permission, may we call a doctor to check on you? Should we call up a doctor to check up on you?" And he says, "No, there is no need to call the doctor." Allahu Akbar, the doctor has already seen me, and he refers to Allah Azza wa Jal as the Tabib, as the healer, as the provider. He says, they then asked, "What did the doctor say? If the doctor had seen you, what did the doctor say? You developed fever." Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu said, he said, "Inni fa'alul lima urid," meaning, "I do whatever I will to do. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me, and now I know that Allah will do whatever He wishes and wants to do. Therefore, I have left it upon Him." So, after 15 days of this severe illness, and then on the 22nd of Jumadul Ukhra, 13 years after Hijri, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away at the age of 63, and he is buried next to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, time is up. Allahu Akbar. But there is so much more that I would have loved to discuss, inshallah. Maybe in another episode we would be discussing. For today, I planned of discussing remedies for fever. What can you do to get rid of fever? What ayat of the Quran can one recite to calm down or to cool down the fever of a person? Allahu Akbar. We will do this and cover this aspect, inshallah, in another program. Until then, stay tuned with Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us death on Iman, and grant us death in the beautiful city of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein, madfan mere mahbub ke qadmon mein bana de. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Allah, Allah.